A months-long effort by Upper Valley residents to open the Mosquito Lake School building as a community center could be realized soon. A memorandum of understanding is in the works between the Haines Borough and the nonprofit Friends of Mosquito Lake School and Community Center. But the resignation of the borough employee who drafted the agreement could slow that process.
Well, it feels like the efforts that the group has put into is finally bringing fruition.
Dana Hallett has been with this effort since the beginning. He's on the steering committee for Friends of Mosquito Lake. The community's school closed last year because of low enrollment. The Haines Borough owns the building, and it was maintained at the bare minimum expense, not allowing for any community use. Borough manager Dave Sosa proposed classifying the facility for sale. But Upper Valley residents did not want that to happen. They organized to try to reopen the building as a community center. And they had their first victory in January when Sosa withdrew his request to classify the building for sale, pending review in 6 months. Now it's getting close to that six-month deadline, and things look hopeful for Mosquito Lake residents. Here's Sosa.
We're making progress, and both neither side takes a look at this agreement as the end because it's the beginning.
Sosa has in front of him the 11-page draft agreement between the borough and Friends of Mosquito Lake. The MOU allows for the school building to be open on an average of 2 days per week. It could be used for meetings, events, and as an emergency shelter. In the first year, the borough would pay $30,000 to maintain the building. The current plan is for the borough to gradually lower the amount it pays to a cap of $25,000 in the third year of the agreement. Friends of Mosquito Lake has to contribute as well. The estimated cost for them is $2,000 in the first year, increasing to $7,000 in the third year. That revenue could come from user fees or fundraisers. Hallett says he thinks it's feasible.
If we don't get there, we'll get real close.
Friends of Mosquito Lake also has to come up with operating procedures and a business plan before the building can open.
So there are steps to go before we can say open for business.
Another step is figuring out what to do now that the borough employee who drew up the agreement is no longer here. On the MOU, the borough point of contact is still listed as Bill Mandeville, the former Community and Economic Development Director. Mandeville resigned early this month. Hallett says he was looking forward to working with Mandeville on standard operating procedures for the community center.
It's unfortunate that Bill has resigned and he's left, because I would have guessed that by now we would have been doing that. But, I think that's the next step, is working with the borough and hammering out the specifics of how we're going to operate.
I'll be sitting down with staff and I'll be taking a look at how do we move forward.
Sosa says hiring another community and economic development director is an option, but that decision has not yet been made. He says projects Mandeville was working on that need attention now will be shuffled around to other borough staff. Right before Mandeville resigned, he had bigger plans for Mosquito Lake. He had just submitted a grant proposal to the USDA to help with an agricultural business initiative there. Whether that project will go forward is up in the air after Mandeville's resignation. When the community center opens, Hallett hopes it will be used for family-focused events. That's because the goal for both the nonprofit and the borough is to reopen the building as a school.
We want to preserve this facility, this piece of infrastructure, so that when we get students, the numbers of students that would qualify to open this facility, reopen it as a school, that it's going to remain there as a school. So this agreement and our push for a community center is going to serve as a bridge toward that end.
Reporting in Haines, I'm Emily Files.